when no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong. You give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on.
I just love that Elvis song. And we are doing love songs for this edition of the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View, with our special guest, Julie Spira, the cyber dating expert. Today's show is in honor of Valentine's Day and is all about online dating. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in sweetheart. So, Julie, let's continue. Are you there?
I am here.
What? You were starting to say at the end of the previous segment about some of the differences between websites. So I'd like you to elaborate a little bit. And I was expressing my own little bit of hesitation with eHarmony because it is significantly different than the other sites. So I'd like to turn that general question over to you to talk about the differences and what certain sites offer and don't offer.
Well, I think as we talk about eHarmony, and they have such a huge amount of success stories, I look at eHarmony as a matrimonial site. And their latest Harris Interactive poll that came out just in time for their 10th anniversary, now they state that approximately 542 people marry every day as a result of meeting on eHarmony, and that's almost 5% of all new marriages. So those are big numbers.
Wow. And of course, when they say that every day, people don't get married every day, so that
I
really means.
I ask them who got married on Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
But the fact is their poll from 2007, that number was 236 people getting married a day. So now that number has over doubled. So you're really looking at people that are getting divorced. Maybe perhaps a spouse has passed away, and their friends aren't fixing them up anymore, and they're going, what should I do? They turn on the television, and they see these happy success couples on eHarmony, and they say, okay, I'm willing to give it a try.
Now, one of the things that makes eHarmony different, which you can elaborate on, is that there is more anonymity, and you don't get deluged by emails, as you discussed in the previous segment.
Right. They have a proprietary matchmaking system. And what they do is they create the matches for you based upon whatever your interests are, your likes and your dislikes and your values. And so they will send you a list of potential matches. And then you look at that and you decide whether you would like to communicate with them or not. Whereas if you look at a match.com, you browse thousands of photos and, gee, we're all so visual. We'll grab that one or that one or that one. And so there's a very big difference between that. And as a result, the people that I did meet last week, and I met several of the success couples in New York when we were celebrating their anniversary party, they really are so incredibly happy. And they said that they're married to people they would have never, ever selected based upon a photo on another site.
Okay. So that is totally contrary to my experience and actually makes total sense. So, again, this is a case of the right site for the right person is really what you're saying.
Right, and that's the right site for a person. They have a site in the UK, and I know they're starting a site in Latin America, and, of course, they're very big here in the United States. But for singles that actually are not in the U.S. and they're not looking for, you know, the same flavor everywhere, there's another matrimonial site that your listeners probably don't know about, but it's shaadi.com. It's spelled S-H-A-A-D-I.com, and they're India's the largest matrimonial site in India. Huge.
Oh, wow, that's so interesting.
And, you know, bisect. So it's huge.
Okay, I have a real fundamental question. I love that what you just shared about the India site. And I also love the clarity of calling them matrimonial sites. That's really interesting. Thank you, Julie, for that. What do these things cost? How much am I going to spend if I want to go online, which I'm not? Just to be clear, honey, I love you. I'm married. I'm staying married forever.
Are
but,
you listening, honey?
Yes. Honey,
you know,
honey, honey. Now, sweetie.
The sites, you know, range anywhere from free, to such as Plenty of Fish is very big, OkCupid is a very popular online dating site, and, of course, all the new ones that are just cropping up, they're not charging because they're trying to get a customer base. They're trying to get, you know, critical mass. But if you look at some of the sites that we've just talked about, it really depends if you're willing to commit to 6 months, a year, 3 months, or a month. So it would be anywhere from $19.95 a month if you're signing up for 6 months to a year to up to almost $60 a month if you're going on a month-to-month basis.
Now, there also are, though it's really much more of the niche, there are certain sites that cost a lot more but are catering, for instance, to wealthy men that want to meet women and reverse, women that want to meet wealthy men. But those are really not as generalistic as I think we're talking about, correct?
Right. They have their own little category of niche sites, and those are the sites such as Wealthy Men, SugarDaddy.com, Online Booty Call. I mean, there's some really interesting sites in there. Of course, Ashley Madison that you might see commercials for, and that's for actually people that are not looking for marriage because they already are.
Aren't there also actual matchmakers?
Yes, and I think what a lot of the traditional matchmakers are doing is they're embracing an online dating element. So perhaps they'll sign up the clients, and they'll have different ranges of service. You know, the higher level of personalization, the more they're going to charge. It could be thousands of dollars, whereas, you know, you may have a free profile just so they can see, you know, the types of people that might be members of their sites online.
Interesting, very interesting. We only have a couple minutes left in this segment, but another question. Is making your profile, we'll talk more about it in the next segment, but is all of this hard to do?
It's not that hard to do. It's hard to do if you're not computer savvy and you really don't know how to talk about yourself in a way that, you know, wouldn't make you look conceited. I mean, what I do is I sit down with singles, and all men and women, we're talking from 20s to 60s, I sit down with singles and I help create their irresistible online dating profile. And it is really an investment that's worth their time. And the reason I say that is it's if you're looking for your dream job, you may spend $1,000 to hire a resume writer to make sure it gets in the eyes of, you know, the big fortune companies that you would like to be considered as a job applicant. So I don't understand why people aren't taking that kind of energy, if not more, in their personal love lives, which hopefully will last a lot longer than a job.
You're so right, and I've often felt that too, that people one of the responses I would hear often from women is, I just don't have the time. I'm too busy. And I often would think, excuse me? What do you want from your life? If you really want a marriage and a family, particularly if you haven't had children, how can you be too busy to put a little effort into your profile and how its content? And if you are too busy, then go to someone like Julie, for gosh sakes. Anyway, we are coming up to another break. This is the Bruce Allen Show. When we come back, we will give you a lot more tips on what to do with your profile, the do's and, importantly, the don'ts, with Julie Spira, the cyber dating expert. This is Bruce Allen of the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.